Hello there, I'm Reggie Yakee from the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. We're starting with Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama, who met with General David Petraeus in Iraq today. The two, along with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, discussed the six-year-old Iraq conflict. Obama has criticized the mission and says he would take steps to pull U.S. troops from Iraq if elected president. His Republican rival, Senator John McCain, says he hopes the visit will, quote, open Obama's eyes. McCain says the recent troop surge is working and the U.S. is winning the war in Iraq. A hurricane watch is up for the southern Texas coast as Tropical Storm Dali moves into the Gulf of Mexico. Dali could become a hurricane by tomorrow and could reach the coast by Wednesday. It's moving to the west-northwest at about 16 miles an hour with maximum sustained winds near 50 miles an hour. Tropical Storm Cristobal has strengthened as it moves away from the mid-Atlantic coast. It whipped up winds, rain, some high surf as it moved past the North Carolina coast over the weekend. The first U.S. war crimes trial since World War II is underway at Guantanamo Bay. This man, the former driver and alleged bodyguard for Osama bin Laden, is charged with conspiracy and providing material support for terrorism. Prosecutors say Salim Hamdan was headed to a battle zone in Afghanistan with missiles in his car when he was captured in 2001. He says he's innocent. South African President Thabo Mbeki is leading formal talks between Zimbabwe's president and the leader of the opposition. A deal signed by both sides sets the groundwork to end the violence and establish a power-sharing government. President Robert Mugabe says both sides have agreed the constitution must be amended. Portuguese prosecutors are closing the investigation into the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. The girl went missing last May while on vacation with her parents. She disappeared a few days shy of her fourth birthday. Her parents were initially viewed as suspects by the Portuguese police, but with the investigation now closed, police say that is no longer the case. Those are the headlines this hour. Please stick with CNN.com for more on these stories and the other news of the day.